Welcome to The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy. Life can be demanding, and most of us get caught up in the busy go, go, go. But there is great value in taking a moment to pause and reflect. Constant momentum doesn't always equate to forward momentum. And I am here to teach you how to take strategic pauses so that your next step is purposeful and in the direction of your goals. Develop self-awareness and skills that improve your ability to walk through life with intention. This is the path toward a more balanced, fulfilled state of being. Take a beat and then take action. The pause starts right now. Hi, everyone. Good morning. I am your host, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, and this is the show, The Pause, where we're taking a beat and then we take action. You can catch my show on second and fourth Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And I'm actually just super excited to be here today. This is our first episode. So this is a brand new show. You're listening to new things being created live and in action. In a funny way, I've finally pressed play after having paused for a while and getting the show off the ground. But as I wanted to start this first episode, I wanted to do some introduction. I want you to know who I am and why I'm here and why we're here to do what we're doing together. I view you as a participant in this, as a viewer, as a listener, as someone who you're absolutely welcome to hop on to the network website and leave a message on Transformation Talk Radio so that I can see those. And if I don't catch them in real time, I will reply via email. So I'm Ellen Wyoming Deloy. I'm hosting the show. I'm based out of the Portland, Oregon area. I do live on the West Coast. And I'm a coach, I'm a consultant, and I'm a facilitator. I've been working independently since 2018, but I've been in the realm of the work that I do for the past 10 years professionally, sort of in the professional world. And then if I think about the work I've been doing around coaching and leadership and creating really intentional pauses, it's been a really long time. And the first time I think I got awareness of it, I was actually kind of thinking about, when's that first time I learned about what it is to make an intentional pause so that you take the correct action? And it was probably during a wilderness first responder class that I was taking. So in my 20s, I was an outdoor guide. I was an outdoor educator. I worked in a lot of really pretty places in the Western and Southwestern United States. And I was in Colorado in 2004. And I had recently returned from some post-graduate study in Brazil, and I was ready to come home. And home to me meant like red rock canyons and deserts. I had been living in the Amazon, and it was very humid and green, and I was overwhelmed, needless to say, as a 23-year-old at the time. But I was taking a wilderness first responder course because it was a prerequisite for a lot of the work that I knew I'd want to be doing. So leading backcountry trips, being a river guide, I was a river guide shortly after that in the Grand Canyon, and also as an outdoor educator for a natural science school in the area around like Vail, Edwards, Avon, Colorado. So I also worked up in the mountains. And in the class, one of the things, I can't remember the instructor's name, but I can still, he was this like very cool dude, super outdoor guy, right? And he would always say, when you arrive onto a scene of something having happened, right? So you're in the outdoors and maybe there's been a serious accident, right? And you are miles from help. There are no vehicles, no helicopters. Maybe you are literally just in a canyon with a boat and you have to row 2 days to get to a place where somebody could access you or have a helicopter land, and you have to take care of this person who fractured her femur, broke their pelvis, fell from a cliff, like very things, thank God, that I've never actually had to deal with in real life, though I have had to go on some search and rescue missions. But things that you have to check your reactions, right? Because those are really great opportunities to see something chaotic and scary and go, panicking is starting now. And then to just get out of your body and start to spin and just go, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And so thank God, you know, all of our outdoor guides, many of them have really intense wilderness first responder, EMT training. They know how to take care of bodies and they go through these practices. And it's a very intense, real reason, you know, you have to learn how to pause when you're working in a space like that. And so the first time I learned about it was when Mr. Cool Dude Outdoor Guy, who was teaching our Wilderness First Responder class, said, when you get onto the scene, before you dive in, right, because we want to help, take action, we're trained, we have a medical kit, like, I'm ready to go, set that fracture and, like, stop that bleeding or whatever is happening. He's like, you need to stop and smoke a cigarette. And, like, so this was 2003 or four, like I said, so I don't know, smoking bans were totally happening, but, you know, I like the analogy, stop and smoke a cigarette. I've never smoked, so I'm not ever doing it for real, but I get it. You're taking a pause and you're looking around and you're doing a couple things in that pause. You're looking at like what's happening around you. You're also taking a moment to gather yourself, to come back into your body for a moment, because if you're the first responder, you are the one who has the knowledge, skills, and abilities to help the situation. But you also can't just dive in thinking you know what's going on without having stopped first to assess what's going on. And then there's a whole process around what that is with taking good notes, trying to assess like what's going to be the most important thing to do first. Is this a multi-person casualty? Did like 10 people fall off of a steep ledge and all of them need help right now? Who's going to be first? You have to pause and gather yourself before you take action. And so that's the first time I think I consciously had the concept really come into my awareness. And it was really helpful. I've been a pretty intense action-oriented, go, go, go person my entire life. When I went to graduate school, I knew I couldn't do a program that required a thesis because I don't have the tenacity and patience to sit and write a research paper or a dissertation. I needed a theory-based practice where I could have like a practicum and like do a lot of stuff physically because I just move and operate that way. I've always been very intense and high energy, and pauses have been really good for me to learn how to stop, reflect, understand, or at least think I understand before I really move forward and take action. And so in a really big picture sense, that's what this show is about. It is the many ways we can build pauses, meaningful pauses into our life to create reflection. Because a lot of us, no matter what life stage we're at and wherever we're going, we could almost always benefit from that moment of going, what is the pattern that keeps happening that I don't know why I'm always in this situation? It can be for something really simple and physical, like actually I have a great example of what I'm going through right now. I'm in a pause with a bunch of food right now because I have some chronic inflammation. Like, here's a little TMI about Ellen, and I break out in hives often enough. And I know it's food related at this point. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. And there's no super great test for like food sensitivity. You have to just actually be willing to stop and pause and stop and assess and understand what it is by doing this like elimination and then a reintroduction. And I'm in the middle of the elimination. I've been on it for like 24 days and I broke out in hives again this morning. And I know it's not nerves for this show because I'm really excited about it. And I also know what I ate yesterday that was different within the plan, but different. And so I was like, oh, thank God I've taken a pause on most food because I think I've just reaffirmed that this family of foods, which is oddly potatoes, is not good for me. And that's awful because I love potatoes and I love chips and I love, oh my gosh, anything basically to do with starchy vegetables, like they're delicious. But they're just not, my body is not happy with them. And so I'm learning that. And that's a great, very physical way to look at what that pause is. But we're also, you know, of course, thinking about repetitive patterns in different relationships and workplaces or even emotional states, right? Like, how is this coming up or why do I still feel so stuck and how come I can't get moving forward? You know, we can build, I just feel like there are so many layers to how we can look at like a stop and assess, sometimes a stop and rest, and then really be able to start to discern. And yeah, you'll hear about like a mindfulness practice, a meditation practice, like those things can and are very helpful within creating those spaces. But this show is going to be talking about kind of like the wide swath of ways we can take those breaks for our own learning, our own reflection, and our own rest sometimes. And I think, there was one more thing I was going to say, and it just left my brain. I'm going to have to come back to it. But yeah, so that's a big part of who I am and why I'm so interested in it, and how we do this work. And who do I work with and who do I help? I think that would be sort of the next question, because you're an active participant in this. And I truly believe that I love working with like everybody. But there are some situations where I know that like I need to also stop and assess and be like, is this what I need to do? So I mentioned I'm a coach and a consultant and a facilitator. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed trained clinical psychologist or anything. And so there are aspects of the work of this that are definitely therapeutic, forward facing, and very helpful, but it's not meant to be treatment, diagnosis, or anything on any kind of those conditions that might need that extra support. And so I think that's a really good help for what it's not, but I think that these can be very complementary strategies for folks encountering many, many things in life. And I'm really excited about it. I know we're coming up on break pretty soon here, but I'm trying to think about what are we gonna dive into more? Oh, that was the other thing I was gonna say. The other part of the show around the pause is that it's also going to be focusing on issues and topics that I find worth taking a stop and a listen to. I'm pretty passionate around issues of racial and social justice, climate change, indigenous rights, and a lot of the things that our country has been grappling with. A lot of my work the past 5 to 6 years has also been around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's the space of my consulting work when I work with teams, not necessarily on training on those things, but really in helping to develop process around making your workplaces or making your team or your team culture a more equitable and inclusive space. And again, that's another one of those spots where you need to put a pause in, because you need to see what the system is that you're running inside of as you kind of run forward as an organization whose MO is usually produce, 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 make, 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 create, 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 don't stop. It's going to interrupt all of our profit or how we serve or how we show up or how we look, and making those big stops and intentional pauses, which I am seeing across many places and industries, is really critical to be looking at, like, how has what's been happening been creating harm, and what can we learn out of that to reduce harm? And even if we're not perfect, as we keep continuing forward, we can really do better. And so the show is also about that, because it's about our individual abilities to pause. And then like on that societal level, the macro ability to pause in many different places to really usher forward that change. Because I think when we stop and reflect, we really want to think about how it can be better for ourselves. And honestly, us, I think 99% of us are interested in that. And that's the tone and intention for this show. And so I'm getting a note that we need to take a quick break. So I'll be back soon. You're listening to Ellen Wyoming Deloy. I'm your host on The Pause, where we take a beat and then we take action. And I'll see you soon right after the break.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. A-L-Y-S-I-A-L-Y-O-N-S.com.
get empowered.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Can't get enough of I Have Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I Have Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to me, your host, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, and this is The Pause, where we take a beat and then we take action. It's our first episode, so if you're just catching it right now or you're tuning in halfway, I've just kind of been introducing myself and talking about why The Pause and why we're here and how these spaces for reflection and intention building can really help us move forward in a way that makes a lot of impact and is more intentional and carries more weight moving forward. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about for the second half of the show today is just a little bit of an overview of like different ways we can rest and take a pause. Because I think often people will sit there and go, okay, I need to build a mindfulness practice. I need to build a gratitude practice. I need to do nightly or daily journaling. And kind of like all of these sort of like shoulds start to pop in around routines that we need to be building. And I'll raise my hand that's hard for me. I thrive a little bit in chaos, which is probably why I enjoyed like high adrenaline sports and activities through much of my younger years. And potentially my kids are getting into rock climbing now, so I'm starting to do it again. But it can be hard to just follow the shoulds for like, these are all the things you should be doing to get what you want, to have that reflection. And I will own that I have finally developed a solid meditation practice for myself, because I do need to help manage my brain a little bit. And that's been really good for me. And I do think it can benefit a lot of people, but so that you don't feel overwhelmed and having to create a new practice, or if you're starting to think about what kind of practice you want to create for yourself, I like to think of things in a way of creating harmony in your life, as opposed to say like perfect balance, right? Perfect balance is pretty hard. And I think in the past year and a half or so, we've seen how hard that can really be with working from home, for those who are parents who are also helping to school their children, or her kids are maybe just barely going back to school or in some hybrid situation. There's just, it's hard to get balance. There's these lines that continue to blur. And one of the things I've been working on actually with a number of my clients is the concept that there's not going to be a perfect place that we can end up at as we start to move forward. There has to be a place where we get more comfortable sort of interweaving harmony for the things that we have to do that are hard or maybe don't feel so great or drain us, with the things that do help us have space, pause, reflection, refueling, resting, rejuvenation time. And it's not like we can jam it all into one Saturday, or we can't force ourselves into a routine that doesn't stick because we're not quite there yet in terms of our ability to maintain it. The ability to maintain a new routine or sort of like way of being takes quite a bit of energy. Actually, the effort's quite hard, and it takes practice and intention. And honestly, I think that's why coaching can be very, very helpful, because you do have that container of someone showing up with you every week for 2 to 3 months, helping you set up what your new system is. I know that I have benefited amazingly from having that into my life, in my life. And I know that it helps the people that I work with. But all right, without further ado, I'm dragging it out. Sorry about that. There are seven ways that you can rest or take a pause that you might not have acknowledged are already a part of your repertoire, or that you can validate as going, no, this is not me being lazy or non-productive, right? I've got a guest that I want to bring on to talk to you about toxic productivity, and productivity culture and finding our value as being productive as opposed to finding our value as being human. So that this touches on that a little bit. If you've got any of those frameworks that are difficult, where it is hard to find a reason to rest and pause because you feel like you're not doing your work or you're not going to be of value if you stop for a minute. And I'm just realizing there's this Danish phrase I've been seeing lately called Nixon, which is like the art of doing nothing. And like, yeah, that's definitely something we should probably all, not should, okay, we can probably all benefit from if we look at it. But here are seven ways that you might already be resting or taking a pause to build yourself some intentional space before you take action, right? And the seven ways are actually seven sort of categories. And I want to give credit where credit is due. I did get this from the Anahata Therapy Instagram page. It went through my feed one day and I was like, this is everything. I love this and I want to share it with you. Okay. First category is physical, right? So the physical ways to rest or take a pause. And I think these are going to be a little obvious for most of us. Adequate sleep, breath work, stretching, massage, yoga, naps, just to name a few, right? So that's a physical pause because these, our bodies in that go, go, go thing, our adrenals can get really taxed. Our kidneys can be exhausted. This is the reserve for our energy if you're into like Chinese medicine, and maybe that's in Western medicine too. But our bodies need to physically tone down if we're going to be able to have that mental, emotional, even spiritual sort of ability to connect a little deeper. And so we have to give our bodies these breaks, right? So sleep, adequate sleep, breath work, stretching, massage, yoga, naps are some examples of ways that can happen. Oh, one of the things I want to say too is please don't be overwhelmed if some of these things are difficult, right? There's a lot of stressors that are going on in the world, and these things can be hard to start looking at if they're not in your repertoire right now. So just if you're in a safe spot and you're not driving a car, you know, take a few notes and think to yourself, like, how could I find 5 minutes to try that out? Or what would I want to prioritize is trying to get back into my life for some physical rest and pauses. And that could be a more objective, non-judgmental way to look at it for yourself. Like, don't be hard on yourself. A lot of us are not doing all of these things. It's hard, right? Our culture is, especially Western culture, I'm in the US, like, it's very go, go, go. We need to learn how to build these in as adults, like nap time we give to preschoolers, but why not us? When I lived in Brazil, there was like a lot of nap time in the afternoon, you know? Okay, second is mental pauses, right? So we're looking at scheduled breaks, time in nature, turning off your devices, or like maybe disengaging from some of the apps that really pull your energy and attention. Repeating encouraging mantras. I actually had the really wonderful experience of one of my clients developing her mantra, and we tested it out. And I was like, you're the coach now, do the mantra with me. And I was in like such a state of bliss because it was a way I don't usually do mantras, and she really likes them. And I was like, oh my God, I was high. Like, I was just in it for the next 2 to 3 hours. I felt really reset by that beautiful cadence, the way that she had said it. So it was just something to think about, right? Listening to calm music, engaging in a grounding activity. That could be, you know, working with art, working with clay, anything that you like to do that you want to be doing more of. The next one is social. So a social way to take a pause, right? So maybe not for all the introverts, but spending more time with people who nourish you, right? So this is not the people who are asking you for advice. These are the people who just kind of see you, love you, and want to hang out with you. And it's fun. It's relaxing. You actually feel like maybe pleasantly socially tired after you're done hanging out, but not drained, right? And then conversely, of course, less time with those who are doing those things to you. Spending time alone if it feels safe, and or, you know, for the introverts, I'm an extroverted introvert, if that makes sense, but taking a break from socializing. And then there's creative pauses. So just reading something inspiring, watching something inspiring or uplifting, again, out in nature, listening to something that really helps you, letting go. These are for the creatives, right? The writers and the artists, letting go of the pressure to create, and just allowing yourself to sort of be in that. And I know that's really easy to say and can be challenging to do, but thinking about how that might work for you. What does it mean to let go of the pressure to create? Who put that pressure on you? And if it's coming from you, why is it there? How did that intention get in there? Because it might be interrupting your flow. Sensory, again, limiting time on devices, even turning down bright lights and loud sound. I have some sensory stuff with auditory things, and I have to have it be quieter and calmer. I have a noise machine that's going out in the hallway right now, so I don't hear my kids kind of bouncing around out there, because I will go whoop, like a little bit like a squirrel, like what's happening out there? So sort of limiting that sensory intensity. Spiritual, this is one of my favorites. Reading things that feel good to you spiritually. This could be spiritual, this could be religion. It depends on who you are, where you're from, what works for you in your system. Meditation and prayer. Associating with others who, you know, maybe you don't have a community of people who like to talk about spiritual stuff. Maybe there's a group you can find out there on Facebook. I just said turn off media, but it's also got its benefits, right? So we can find more people that can help us and support us. It could be volunteering, being in service, but in a way that's not draining or trying to validate a sense of worth, right? But in a way that just feels good to give. And then emotional, right? Journaling, seeking therapy, feeling free to be yourself and express yourself. And one of my favorite things to talk about, and we'll get to in a future episode, is setting boundaries. Because we do need to have those emotional boundaries so that we can have our energy for ourselves. And that's something I want to talk about too, is the ability to pause and have a reflection is really about how do I disentangle myself from everyone else's stuff, right? We're walking around, a lot of humans are kind of emotional sponges, and we kind of pick up on stuff that's going on. You can feel the energy of a room, and maybe you walk out of the room and it's kind of heavy in your space after that. Like, how do you start to separate out and create your own spaces? And how do you set really healthy emotional boundaries so that you can rest in just seeing yourself and understand what you need to do next, right? And there's a lot of liberation in that. And I think it's also really scary if it hasn't been accessible. And that's this juicy space I love to talk about. I feel like I'm going through it constantly, and I love it. And sometimes it knocks me flat, and that's okay too. But that is the pause. I'm so glad. Thank you all so much for being here today for our first episode. I am your host, Ellen Wyoming Deloy. You can catch me on second and fourth Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. And the next time I'll be here, I'm actually on vacation, so I already pre-recorded it, but it's going to be talking a little bit more deeply around the boundaries and also your energies, right? So we're going to talk about energy management, discernment, and healthy boundaries. And so for that episode, you'll want to bring a pen and paper, because there's a whole activity and an exercise that you can start to take some active snapshots of what's going on in your picture, so you can start to make some space for yourself in your life to create more opportunities for pausing before you take action. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you for being here on The Pause. Whenever you are listening and wherever you are listening from, I hope this time gives you some space from your day to reflect and gain some insight into where you're going and how you can make your next steps count. If you're really looking to jump into your personal growth journey, schedule a free consultation with me and learn how my coaching can help you to start taking meaningful action in your life today. Visit ellenwyomingdeloy.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.